A Missoula rider is announcing her run for Montana's lone U.S. House seat. Democrat Melinda Gopher ran for the seat in 2010, coming in third in the Democratic primary. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us she is running a campaign focused on bucking the Democratic establishment.
What I do believe is that we have a power elite that has abused the Indian vote for a long time in the state.
Candidate Melinda Gopher is an enrolled member of the Blackfeet tribe.
And that power elite has been led by Senator Baucus.
She faults Senator Baucus's legacy for a number of reasons, but most vocally for his involvement as a chief architect of the Affordable Care Act.
It was legislation that was short-sighted, and it was written by the health insurance industry.
Gopher announced her House bid on social media last week. Her complaints about the Affordable Care Act have already been seized upon by the GOP. The National Republican Congressional Committee put out a press release saying Gopher is taking a stand and speaking out against the Obamacare train wreck. But Gopher's views on healthcare actually come from much further on the left than Obamacare. She wants universal healthcare, a single-payer system, which she says has been shown to produce better health outcomes at lower costs in other countries. Gopher also faults her only Democratic primary opponent so far for his ties to Senator Baucus. John Lewis was a longtime Baucus staffer, most recently serving as the senator's state director before leaving to focus on his House campaign.
There's kind of the stain of incumbency on him.
Lewis has a lot of financial and political support for his bid, but Gopher believes voters understand different voices are needed in Congress to effect real change. Gopher says she's educated as a paralegal and has spent most of her career in the nonprofit sector. She says she now works full-time as a writer. She lists addressing climate change as a top priority.
Our energy policy shouldn't mean fracking every available inch of this nation.
Gopher believes the fossil fuel industry should be taxed at a greater rate to create more investments in renewable energy.
No one in Washington seems to be willing to do that, including the Obama administration, including our own representatives here in Montana. They're happy to go along to get along.
Gopher says she supports former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger in his run for U.S. Senate. She says Bollinger's main Democratic challenger, current Lieutenant Governor John Walsh, is too tied in with the Democratic powers that be, like Senator Baucus. She also applauds Bollinger for being a part of the Schweitzer administration, which she says was a great friend of Indian country. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.